The brim of my well-worn black Nike hat dripped rain, but I only noticed after leaving the dolphins. I had just spent time mesmerized by waves of dolphins moving south down the Pacific coast. I stood at the end of the Venice Beach Pier watching hundreds go up and down and in and out of the water. The ocean was moving with dolphins. When I began my morning walk, it was misty, and then the mist turned into rain, and then the rain turned into hard, and then the hard turned into harder, but rain or shine, I walk. I admit I don't mind walking too much in the harder elements. It gets me ready to walk across countries where I must keep my feet moving no matter the weather, so the weather today was good practice. But honestly, in those magical minutes of watching the dolphins, the weather didn't even matter. In those minutes of awe, life's little things weren't spinning in my head, like the rain, like the worries, like the challenges. When harmony flows, everything seems smaller, everything but hope. At the ocean, I find hope and home. Home. Of course, my home is where I find food, bed, rest, and relaxation. But in a much bigger, deeper, unexplainable way, the ocean feels like home. It's my inspiration. It's the place I go when I need to find grounding, to recharge passion, to reset purpose, to reinvigorate personal power. The sounds, the feels, the energy. For me, the ocean fills me with unrelenting positive. It's where I feel my deepest connection to my best self. And wouldn't you call that home? Do you have a place like that that you go? Is it maybe under a special tree, into a beautiful garden, on a quiet trail? Or is it into the mountains, looking into the night stars, visiting a peaceful nearby stream? Where do you go to recharge? To find balance, to regain perspective. Of course, home is always home. But if you're lucky like me, there's a place that feels like home in a magically bigger way. And I hope you have one. And if not, man, do I ever hope that you find one.